All right, so take me through the creative process for this album. How is it different from the other albums and EPs you've produced over the years?
Cool. This is my third full album, and the first album that I made and the first few singles and EPs that I made were kind of all with a major record label in Japan. And I was still figuring out what I wanted to do. I had all of these other people involved in the creative process and a lot of people telling me what I should do and, you know, what I need to do to sell. And there were just all sorts of pressures. And I feel like over the years and over doing this for a while now, and after going independent, I really wanted to become I've always been a storyteller, but I wanted each album to tell a story and to have a theme about it. So the first independent album I made was You and Me, and that was all about after a trip that I went on to Hawaii and to California and to Nicaragua and just meeting all of these different people, very rich people, very poor people, homeless kids in San Diego and then kids who live on a dump in Nicaragua. After meeting all of these people, I just realized that the one thing we have in common is that we all need each other, that relationships, we all need relationships and we all need love. So You and Me came out of that trip and that experience. And then Hope in You, which was the next mini album after that, came after what happened in Japan with the tsunami and the earthquakes, because I was living in Japan at the time and experienced this, the ground shaking like never before. And went up to Tohoku, went up to the northern regions, and spent a lot of time with people there who were refugees and played music for them. And through that experience, I wrote Hope in You, which was what I needed to write to get out all of the feelings and all of the experiences that I had up in northern Japan. And this album, Rise Above, was written through... Rise Above is, to me, it feels like I've grown again and I've become a lot stronger, because Hope in You, I was still struggling and still trying to find myself and lost a lot of confidence after what had happened in northern Japan and lost confidence in myself as an artist. And then with Rise Above came about after touring Japan last year. We went on a huge tour all around the coastline of Japan and met all of these amazing people. Again, I went up to see my friends in northern Japan, and I also went to Hiroshima and saw the atomic bomb museum and saw the dome, which was the epicenter of the atomic bomb for the first time ever. And it was a real shocking experience, but just to see how Hiroshima had become a city that of peace and a beautiful town 70 years later, and, you know, a place of forgiveness and peace, really encouraged me. And I really felt the strength of the Japanese people and was really encouraged by how strong and resilient people were when tough times come and when hard things happen, that it's not the end, it's like the beginning, and it's like something that can inspire and kickstart a revolution and bring about change. So for me, I was going through a really hard time last year and battling a whole bunch of new changes, and just seeing all these different things and meeting all these different people encouraged me to rise above and to take these challenges and let them make me stronger.
Who are your creative your creative go-to people? Who do you listen to that kind of inspire you to write music, or what does inspire you to write music?
Well, some of my favorite bands and musicians mm-hmm. come from San Diego, actually. I love Switchfoot.
Wow,
and I love
great.
Jason Mraz. So, and I've grown up listening to rock music, so you know, I love bands like the Foo Fighters, and in my teens, I love the Goo Goo Dolls, and I grew up listening to a lot of rock, and now I've mellowed out a bit. I'm not so much rock anymore, and I love artists like Jason Mraz, and then there are a lot of Japanese artists that if I mentioned, you probably wouldn't know, I'm inspired by lots of different music and people, and mostly music and people and places. beautiful things, nature. Yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned Jason Mraz, because when I heard Human for the first time, I love the ukulele, and the second that I heard Human from, like, the first, you know, the first strum, I'm like, okay, I like this. Didn't even hear you sing. And then once I heard the lyrics and stuff, very poetic, beautiful. How did that song come about? What was the creative process behind that song? Is there a story behind it?
Yeah, this song was a song I wrote after a huge fight, and I was actually feeling really depressed. So I woke up in the morning, and I just felt so unmotivated and just didn't feel like doing anything, like the lyrics say. And so I just got up, and I was just moping about and sitting on the desk and looking out the window, and I saw these birds flying around and sitting on the trees. And I just thought about how animals just don't really think about things. They just don't struggle. They're just so natural. And I just wondered why humans get so complicated and just why we're so complex, and just felt like going back to the essence of who we are, is to be at peace. And one of the most important things about being at peace isn't even to say sorry, but it's almost harder to forgive than it is to say sorry. So for me that song just came out of the sky. I mean, it's a song that I wrote in 10 minutes. So
wow. Yeah,
it was the most productive, unmotivated time I've ever had. But that's just kind of how it came about, was after this huge fight and after feeling depressed. And it's such a happy song considering.
Yeah.
but yeah, that's how it came about.
So you have this big fan base in Japan. You've traveled all over the world, but you're still trying to build that fan base in the United States. What are you doing to kind of let everyone here stateside know who you are?
Well, I love playing live, so I'm just trying to play live as much as possible. It's been hard because I'm touring outside of the U.S. so much too, but I've started playing some college shows around the U.S. and going to college conventions, and I'm playing at a ramen festival in October.
That sounds awesome.
It's just crazy.
And yeah.
I played at, a lot of Japanese festivals in the U.S. have been asking me to come and play, which has been a lot of fun. So it's been fun kind of representing Japan in the U.S. as well. I sing some of my songs in Japanese, so even at colleges when I start playing songs in Japanese, everyone just gathers around and they're like, what is that? Why is this white girl singing a different language? And what language is that? And what's going on? So I like to confuse people.
Very nice.
Yeah.
How do you want this album? I mean, you were just mentioning before Switchfoot and Goo Goo Dolls and Foo Fighters and stuff. And we all have tender little memories when it comes to an old album and how we feel about it years after it's been released. How do you want people to remember this album a couple of years from now? How do you want them to look back on it?
That's so funny because I've never actually thought about that. but I really hope that when people listen to this album, that it will encourage them. And most people will go through a hard time at some point, and some people might be going through that hard time right now. So when they hear this album, I really hope that this album gets them through this, or was one of the things that helps them get through this hard time, to just hold on to hope and to rise above and to encourage them. And that when they listen back, they can listen back to these songs in a few years from now and feel kind of encouraged and have good memories almost of their hard times, and go, oh yeah, these challenges that I had back then is what's brought me to who I am now and to where I am now.